and this new self that Christ has given us. Paul says is created after the likeness of God. It's as Peter said in 2 Peter 2:14, in that we are partakers of the divine nature, of his divine nature. And this divine nature, that is our new self, is then marked by true righteousness and holiness because it is of God. If you are truly born again, your life is marked by righteousness and holiness. And righteousness, it points to how we treat other people, so that it really relates to the last six commandments. It is that horizontal aspect of our relationship with God and how it affects people. He said, live righteously before people. Don't lie. Don't murder. Don't steal. Don't covet. Don't do these things. Live a righteous life before people. And then you have that word holiness, and that relates to God, and it actually reflects the first four commandments. No other gods. Be careful how you use his holy name. No idols. And remember the Sabbath. Saints, we are called by God to live a new lifestyle. That old lifestyle is dead. And because we have a new mind, a new heart, a new nature, a new power, a new Lord, the Lord Jesus, we can now live in true righteousness and holiness, all the while we are surrounded by all this darkness and all this debauchery. Today, you do not have to go very far when it comes to sexual impurity. All you got to do is go to your laptop, get on your phone. But even before laptops and phones, there's something else that we always carry with us. It's our mind. It's our mind. As we think, so we act. And so Paul is imploring us, think about things above, not the things of this world. And constantly shun and forsake and take off the old life which is constantly around us. And be constant in living in the new. This is who you are in Christ. Now go live like that. Don't live as a pauper when you know in Christ you are as a prince. So that we understand that everything in Christ he's given us, all the spiritual blessings, he does not hold back from you. It's all there for the taking. We already have it. We just have to recognize it. And that's kind of what Paul is saying. He recognize, always know who you are in Christ and live in that manner. So saturate your minds with truth and pray in utter dependence to him and be filled with the Spirit continuously, as he will get to here in a little while about grieving him. Walk in the ways of Christ. Live in this new life. Do not go back. There is no excuse. And it's like if those believers in Ephesus, with all that filth around them, if they can do it, so can we. So can we. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. And God always calls us, and God, whatever he calls us and commands us to do, he always gives us the equipment to do it. We have every spiritual blessing in Christ. We have one another. We have the Word of God. We have the Spirit of God living in us, giving us the power and the desire to do it. And he says, now go do it and keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. And if you sin, and you will, on a daily basis, confess it and move forward. Confess it and move forward. Confess it and move forward. And walk in the newness of life that is found only in Christ. Let's pray.